Rav Menachem Goldstein, Netiv HaTorah, Part 11.
Suitable for this week, because perfect. That's the last line before Shavuot. Mipnei ki HaTorah hu ha-sechel ha-elyon, ve-kashe liknot ha-Torah shehi sechel ha-elyon, because the Torah is God's wisdom, which is difficult to achieve. So לכך צריך שיהיה לאדם הכנה לקבל התורה. ואם לא כן, לא יקבל אותה. So there is need for the person to have preparations to accept the Torah. And before that, he won't be able to accept. So there was once שר חינוך, Minister of Education in Russia, that he came to Reb Chaim Volozhin and he wanted to learn Torah from him, with him. And he was very clever. So Reb Chaim, I don't remember the details, but I remember that he started to learn with him subject of ribbit, taking mortgage, percentage.
Interest.
And he couldn't understand the sugya. So, and Chaim Volozhin explained because he wasn't a Jew, well, he didn't have Brit Mila. And always we see that some people that learned before Brit Mila and after Brit Mila, there was total change to the ability to accept much more deeper things. But here he's speaking even if about every regular Jew. To be attached to the Torah, he needs to have a lot of preparations, which are lidotovot. That's what I assume he means to say, because we know, let's say, was Socrates, and he was one of the on his period of time. So many philosophers in Greek wrote and gave lectures about. The subject of morality, yes, and he also is one of the main. And once his students saw him doing the opposite than what he educated them. So they asked him, "You taught us to be more spiritual and less material, and you are doing the opposite." They said, "Now I'm not Socrates." Yes? So it's in Hebrew we call it pitzul splitting the personality. Yeah. Yes? And that's a sickness. It's not normal. and there's a difference with that, one of the main points which makes a difference between Torah and other wisdom. Why? Because let's say someone that learning trigonometry. It doesn't have to be a triangle. But someone that learning Torah is supposed to be Ben Torah. Yes? So, yes, there are many chairs, there are many. Okay, doing something. Okay. So come here, come closer. Okay? So, that's the subject that this chapter is speaking about. So let's continue. What's the preparations that we should do for the Torah? Hem dvarim arbe meod. עד שהוא ראוי לתורה, many steps and many things he should do till he will be suitable to accept the Torah. כי האדם הוא בעל גוף והתורה היא שכל אלוקי. Because every person is like a human being made of material body. And the Torah is that the wisdom of Hashem, yes, which is a total contradiction, the opposite direction. לכך צריך האדם שיהיה רחוק מן המידות שהם גשמיים, וצריך לדבק במידה שהיא שכלית. So any activity that person is doing to not to be like a servant, slave of his desires, and to be more spiritual, that make him closer to the Torah. וצריך לדבק במידה שהיא שכלית, ועיקר המידה שהיא שכלית היא הענבה, כמו שהתבהר עניין זה במקומו. So I think the main trait which is like spiritual is being humble. Yes, Moshe Rabbeinu, it said about him, הענב מכל האדמה, האדם אשר על פני האדמה. Yes? So, why? Because a material person is taking everything for his egoistic needs. Yes, wants to for himself. He wants to achieve more, even if that's on the account of his friend. Yes? So, it's that so deep idea, because that's the system of the universe. And I told you once that you have, I think last week we spoke about that. I make you a picture of the sun, right, and Shabtai Tzedek and Kadur Haaret, and to show a bit the proportions, between them. And we saw that Tzedek is more than 1,000 times Kadur Haaret. Mm-hmm. Yes, and that the Koach Meshicha is changed. Maybe I forgot to speak about that, I will speak now. Let's say there is Koach Meshicha, that's physics, that there is gravity on Kadur Haaretz, yes, on our Earth. So that makes our ability to function here, because there are people above and there are people below, and everyone considered above, because there is gravity that takes us connected to Kadur Haaretz, okay? And like all, I must say that by the way, behind, that many of the main discoveries of the science were by occasion. Yes? So this is a famous story about Newton that was sitting in England under the tree of apples, and the apple fell down. So he started to think, just a second, why the apple is falling down and not to the side? Yes? And then something is putting that. And then he started to investigate that, and that's the gravity power. Okay? So the scientists sent astronauts to the moon. And there they discovered they can jump 7 meters. Mm-hmm. Why? Because there is big difference between the gravity of Kadur Haaretz and the moon. That's 1 to 7, I think. Here more stronger than there. Yes? So, and then they investigate many other stars, and they found that Jupiter is much more than Kadur Haaretz. Mm-hmm. Yes? So what's the principle? That said on Michtav Miliam, it wasn't the scientist, but said on, I think also Maharal and other places, saying as much as you are bigger material object, the gravity that you will do is stronger. Yes? Yes? So that's the physics. And there is the metaphysics, there is the symbol, the Musa that we can learn from that, which is the subject of this chapter. That if you want to be more suitable to accept the Torah, which is the wisdom of Hashem, so be less material. That symbol by the words was that we are saying, Mashi Baruach V'moyri Dageshim. In order to return the spirit to Lati, we should decrease the materiality. Moyri Dageshim, Gashmius. To make it lower, yes, and that's main principle that on life you should know that, and so let's say someone is let's say in delicate way needs to make a diet, okay, is 200 kilograms. He likes to eat. There is no prohibition to eat. Unless that's dangerous for his life. But to eat too much, that means you are eager for the materiality. Yes, that's the opposite. And we saw on the big Tanoim in Amoroim that they did the opposite. Yes, Rav Steinman was eating his yogurt and apple, that was enough for the whole day. And when he ate his yogurt or porridge, so he was counting the spoons. And thinking about after the third one, do I need the fourth one or not to decide if we will finish that or not? But, and his family brought the doctors, and they told him that they told the doctor to tell him that this is dangerous for him. So, So when he told the doctor, so the doctor asked, he asked the doctor, how many patents you have on my age? So not many. So he told him, okay, I was told that more than 20 years ago. Baruch Hashem, I'm okay. And he passed away on 103. Yes, so that was his way. Yes, he disliked the eating and all these things. Yes, many things. One of the things that were spoken on his levaya that he never ate on kiddushim. Yes, everyone these days they are kiddush with kugel, with chulen, never.
Yes,
that's not the proper meal.
Yes, I have mizonot, or he goes right.
No, he didn't have the option for mizonot because he said,
right the meal.
I want it here. I want. I will eat at home with challah, fish a bit. What the mitzvah of Shabbos, but I don't need the kiddush.
Uh-huh.
Yes, so it was very like.
So you didn't make a bracha on the wine.
No.
I see.
He participated. He gave lectures, but no, he haven't ate. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. The modern world is trying to convince us to do the opposite. People try to put a lot of sugar into or cocaine into the Coca-Cola to make people addicted to this food. And I think to hamburger and chips, and they both destroy. They make a lot of cholesterol and destroy the health of people. But people, because they are putting many materials which very making that very tasteful, that cause people to be addicted for that. And that's the whole idea of cigarettes.
Okay? How many mils should we have a day?
It's allowed to have 3 mils. Some people have 2. And it's not a question of allow. It's a question of... the Torah wants us to be healthy, so whatever needs for your health, it's okay. And whatever is preventing your health, so better not to use that. Here, the yeshiva we demand from the kitchen catering to prepare daily salads of vegetables and daily fruits. Why? Because that's all the food that is done by a human is much less healthy than what's done by Kodesh Baruch Hu. That contains much less vitamins, minerals, and etc., etc., all the foods. And the science haven't discovered even 1/2,000 of the benefit that I heard on the scientist program on the radio, even 1/2,000 for the benefits that they are on the fruit. Yes, that's good for the blood pressure, for that, and for that, for seeing, for the... And that sometimes it's similar. The egozim nuts is good for the brain, similar shape. And the carrot has a round circle inside that's good for seeing. Contains a lot of vitamin D. But it's also not good to have too much. Yes, but you have to be proportionate. Selek, how do you select? Selek? The red.
Beets.
Beets.
Yes, so that's good for the blood. And many,
unless
many things.
Unless you have fever.
Unless what?
If you have fever, it's very, very dangerous.
Ah, oh my God.
Yeah, this is the Gemara.
Okay, so you see there are many things that they have. And you know the Rosh Hashiva has sister. I'm coming aside instead of reading
yeah.
That's the last thing that I will tell you a story. But I was told by someone, Rabbi, he was saying that if you got to remember something in the middle of lessons, that means someone has to hear that. So that's I like to compare the whole time the science and the Torah. So the Rosh Hashiva had sister. Her name was Gittel, Gusta Horvitz. And she was professor working at the University of Harad Zofim for botanics. And she discovered something, a few plants that no one else knew. And also, they have a department there that they took the Gemara that we just started the last days, Gittin, Daf Yomi, and they took all the sources on Gittin and other places that speaking about the plants which are medical benefits, and they investigate that to see, because the Gemara says that's good for blood, for that, and for cats, for person that is wound, and then discovered many. They made many new medicines because of this department. That it's called Tzimchei Marpe al Pi Talmud, plants for healing according to the Talmud Bavli. Yes. Till these days, there is a big department there that they continue to investigate all the plants which are pills on the Gemara to try to find. Okay, let's continue. So now we're saying V'ikar HaMidah Hazot, the main trait which is bringing me to be closer to Hashem, that to be humble. Kmo Shidber B'Niyaz Adin Komo. Or B'Perik Hamed Yitainis. On the Gemara Masoret Tainis. Omar Avre Chanina, second paragraph. Yes? Baridi. Lama Nimshelu Divrei Torah Lemayim? Why Divrei Torah is compared to water? D'chsiv Hol Tzameh Lechol Amayim. Lomar Lecha. מהמים מניחים מקום גבוה והולכים למקום נמוך, אף דברי תורה אין מתקיימים אלא במי שדעתו שפלה. The same as if you are pouring water that will go down, down, down to the lower place, yes? If someone is on the mountain of Harnof and he will open top, that all the water will continue down and down, down, down till the middle of the valley below. Yes, they won't stay on its place. They will find a way to come more and more down. Yes, the same thing. Torah can be existing just with persons that his behavior is being humble. Yes, the opposite is what we think. Yes, these days we think to ourselves, just a second. If you look, we'll meet with professors, doctors, so they feel proud, yes? If there's doctors that you came to him and you will dare to argue with him, why doctor will give me this medicine? Say, go away, I don't need you, next one. He will be angry at you. How you dare to put a doubt about what he think or he decided, yes? But the Torah is the opposite. You must be humble. Vom Rabbi Yoshaya, lama nimshelu divrei Torah begimel mashkim alalu? Why there is comparison for the Torah on three liquids, like water, that we said Hoy Kol Tzameh Lechol HaMayim, everyone that is thirsty go to the water, that symbolizes everyone that wants to learn Torah, go to the source of the Torah, to Yeshiva, to the Torah, to learn, Keyayin, and milk, Kechalav, Dechtiv Hoy Kol Tzameh Lechol HaMayim, וכתיב לכו שברו בלא כסף ובלא מחיר יין וחלב. לומר לך, that comes to teach us this פסקים, מה שלושה מיני משקים הללו, the same as these three liquids. אין מתקיימים אלא בפחות שבכלים, אף דברי תורה אין מתקיימים אלא במי שדעתו שפלה עליו. Okay? So, if you want to put these liquids into container, so the best thing is to put that into the box or tool, something, container, which is the minimum, not the best, not the most expensive, the most simple, like pottery. Yes? You see the Arabs also holding in pottery pots or cad. How do you say cad?
Jug.
The water or the mix or the wine. Yes? The wine also is the factories are not putting into silver or gold. They're putting that into wooden bowls. Yes, okay? So, so the same thing is with the Torah. So, what's the story? Vainu de Amrele Barte de Kesar le Rabbi Yeshua. The daughter of the Kesar saw Rabbi Yeshua in Hanania, and she wanted to, to dishonor him. So she told him, "I chokhma mefoara bekli mechoar." Yes, how can it be that you are a wise person, which the container is ugly? Yes, so you look very ugly. Ah. That was the message. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he asked her, "Amar la biti avich b'mayi rama chamra." Asked her, "Your father, which containers he's using for the wine. Yes. So she said, the money de bacha, made of pottery.
He told us about this before.
Yes, maybe. Amar kule alma be money de bacha, ve avich be money de bacha. So he said, how can it be? Everyone are putting on pottery jugs, and your father also. So she asked, okay, so what do you suggest for him to be more than others? So he said, Amar ale be my name, so what should I put? So Amar la kigon atun de chashevitu ramu be mana de kaspa vedava. You are, because you're the Caesar daughter, so your family is suitable to put the wine into metal or gold or silver jugs. Okay. Azla rami lechamre b'mane didava v'kaspa. So she told the servants, transfer the wine into tools which are made of silver and gold. Okay. Takif. So a few days later it was already spoiled. So amale lebarte. So her father came to say, when he was given these liquids to drink on his mirrors, he discovered what happened. So I asked her, who told you to do such a thing? So she said, Amale Rabbi Shabbe Hananya. That was the advice of Rabbi Shabbe Hananya. So he asked him, why you suggested her such an idea? Amai Amart La Hachi, why you told her like that? Amale Kiechid Amale I, Hachi Amrila. Yes. So the same as she told me, why your wisdom is in ugly container. So I asked her about why your wine is in ugly instead of you. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara is asking, Vaika de Shapire Vegmire, there were Tanoim that were very nice face.
Hmm.
You know, Rabbi Yochanan said that that his beauty was like, if you will take grains of pomegranate and you pull that into the silver goblet,
yeah,
under the sun, so there that makes the silver and the grains of the pomegranate make shining in a pink color.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the light which came from his face.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
That's the comparison of the Gemara. Okay, so it can be Tana, which is also in a very nice view. Okay, so the Gemara answer: Yavu sanu tfei avu gmeire. If they will be ugly, they could learn much more. That's the answer of the Gemara. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara is saying, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ma shloisha mashkim alalo nifsalim beisei achadat, avdi betoer amishtakrim beisei achadat. Ad kan. So the Gemara bringing another explanation. What's the idea of these three liquids, which we said water, wine, and milk? That can be spoiled if you won't guard it normally in special way. So let's say the wine need a cold place and dark, and the milk needs cold. And the water also not to be open, not in dusty place. Okay, so everything should be kept on specifically. So that was the citation of the Gemara on Maseret Tainis Daf Vav Amud Aleph. So now the Maharal wants to take this Gemara and to analyze that detail to detail to learn practically what we should do from that, because the Gemara is not coming to teach us physical rules about liquids, how to keep it and to guard it to be tasteful. Yes, it means to say something practical for us. So, במאמר הזה, I'm on the left side, בא לבאר איזה מידה ידבק בה עד שמצד אותה מידה אפשר שיזכה לתורה. So this paragraph is coming to explain which trait person should be attached to, that because of this trait he will be able to accept the Torah, to be like container. Yes, ourselves. That's a self practical directions. Okay? Like couching. Okay? וזולת המידה אי אפשר בשום אופן שיגיע לתורה. And without this trait, there is no way to accept the Torah. והמידה הזאת היא ענווה. This trait is being humble. ומידה העצמית שגרמה למשה שהיה מקבל התורה. That's his nature of Moshe Rabbeinu that caused him to be the one that is suitable to accept the Torah. היא הענווה אשר הייתה עמו יותר מעם כל אדם אשר בני האדמה. ולכך זה אכל התורה. That his being humble was more than anyone else on the earth. That's why he was the one to accept the Torah. כמו שאמרו זכרונה לברוכה בהגודל בפרק רבי עקיבא, הואיל ומעטת את עצמך, תיקרא התורה על שמך, שנאמר זכרו תורה עצמי שעבדי כמו שבואר. חזל הלרדינג, saying, זכרו תורה עצמי שעבדי. Remember the Torah that was given to you, but my servant, Moshe Rabbeinu. So why is the Pasuk is using Avdi, my slave? Why? Because there is connection, inner connection. The reason that he was the one that the Torah is Teras Moshe. It's not the Teras Hashem. That's already on his name. Why? Because he behaved towards Hashem like I'm your slave. Yes? If person is making himself like tool to accept the Torah, then the Torah can feel his personality. Yes? Okay, let's continue. או כמו שאמרו זכרונה לברכה בהגודל בפרק רבי עקיבא, הואיל ומעטת את עצמך תיקרא התורה על שמך, שמה זכרו תורה כמו שאהבתי וכמו שמבר. ובעירובין אצל לא בשמיים היא, so it said there is more than saying לא בשמיים היא. Yes, the Torah is not by heaven. What means by heaven? Of course not by heaven. לא בגסי הרוח, that means not on people that are very high, proud. Yes, שאין לה תורה שייכות כלל לגס הרוח, שהוא בעל מידה גשמית. The Torah cannot be connected to someone that is proud, which is that material behavior and trait. וראה לזה כי לשון גסות מורה על אבות וגסות, ואבות הוא לגשם. So gas, there is proud in לשון חכמים, is gas רוח. Yes? That gas means thick. So his soul is like thick. Yes, you have a soul, you have a spiritual part, but it's thick, it's hard. You are thinking about, you are changing that. Instead of being more delicate, you are becoming more hard. Yes, that's gaswa, thick. That's which is the materiality. וראיה לזה, ועוד, הגשם יש לו רחקים מוגבלים, וזהו מדת גס הרוח, שהוא מגביל עצמו בגדלות, ואומר כי כך וכך גדול הוא. So, when material things you that has size, width, length, height, so the person that is proud is measuring himself. I'm godol, I'm like that and like that and like that. You see, Haman said that Haman HaRasha was very proud about himself. And when Avraham Avinu, when Mordechai showed him his shoe with the contract that is his slave, he couldn't bear that. Mm-hmm. So he came home and he is telling his wife, כתוב ויספר לזרש אשתו לכל חמה את רוב אושרו ורוב בניו. So he's taking the bank account and telling them, I have at Pa'alim 2,000 euro. Mercantile, $2,000. Mm. In shekels, I have like that, baggy, whatever. Okay? Mm. So, and how many kids? And how many buildings? And how many incomes each month? Okay, they know. That's his family. They know how many kids he has. No, he has to say that. Wow, to recover himself, to return himself his proud after he was like that. So that's... So saying that is measuring himself. Say, I'm more than others. Why? Because I'm second one to Achashverosh. Okay. לכך אין רואים מידה זאת אל התורה. That's why this trait is not suitable for the Torah, which is שהיא שכלית. ולא ייכנס השכל בגדר הגבול, אשר הגבול שייך אל הדבר הגשמי. the wisdom is the spiritual, yes, abstract subject, and the that's the opposite, the material which can be measured. וזה שאמר מה מים מניחים הגבוה והולכים למקום הנמוך, the same as the water are leaving the high place and going to the lower one. פירוש, כמו שתראה את פשטות המים לחולצה תמיד, ואין לה מים גדר וגבול, לא כמו הגשם שמתפשט כפי גודלו, אבל המים הם הולכים להתפשטות תמיד מבלי גבול כלל. אוקיי, this is material and water are material. What, why is the Gemara Chazal compared that to water? Because if that's falling down, that will stay on its place. Chaz v'shem, yes? But if the water are falling down, so that's becoming like lake, like big. It can be take 20 something minutes. It's not limited on the place. Yes? ולפיכך מניחים המים מקום גבוה והולכים למקום נמוך. So that's why the water are leaving the high place, because it's limited, and going to the lower place, that it won't be limited. The same thing, the Torah, it's spiritual, ואין גבולה, no limitations. לכך מנחת מנחת מקום הגבוה, והיינו גס הרוח שמקביל לעצמו שכל כך הוא גדול. That's why the Torah is leaving the person that is proud, that is thinking himself I'm so size, and then by that he is limiting himself. והולכת למקום נמוך שהם שפלי רוח בעלי ענווה, שהם מגבילים עצמם והם מחשבים עצמם לכלום, כאילו הם אינם דבר מוגבל, ומפני כך נמצאת התורה אצלם. That's why you can find the Torah by the people who are very humble, not by the people who are very proud. So I remember someone, doctor, once called the rabbi on the radio, and they asked him, why it said, Tov sheberofim legeinom? There is a saying on Chazal, the best of the doctors should go to the geinom. So the rabbi answered him, you know what Chazal meant? They go see it on the Mfoshim. The Mfoshim are explaining like that. He's saying, Tov sheberofim. If you think yourself you are the best one, so you won't listen to no one else, so you won't advise with no one else, you will decide by yourself, so then you can make mistake, so then you deserve the gain. Doesn't mean the best doctor should deserve gain. The one that thinks himself that I'm the best, yes, holding himself too much, not advising with his staff and team, and not understanding that he also may be mistaken, not checking the details, because he's too proud. He is the one that's making mistakes on while he's walking on the patient, and that's why he left. Okay, that's all today. Thank you. That was recorded today?
Yeah.
Okay, I will write something.
It's the same now. I gotta record.